Welcome to the Thursday, April 24th edition of Weekly Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. I am Paige Estratore. This week's stories highlight the peak and pit of the ever-expanding role of technology in the industry. We begin with the alarms being raised by industry experts over the potential inaccuracies and errors of artificial intelligence, or AI, posing a considerable risk to insurers. The pressing concern, equated to past silent cyber challenges, is a reminder of how fast evolving technology can penetrate and influence current industry practices. Experts like Clyde & Co.'s Daryl Smith suggest insurers include detailed AI usage questions on policy forms as the first step towards confronting this looming challenge. The potential risks are set to impact insurance policies such as professional indemnity and errors and omissions, as well as directors and officers' policies, particularly in regards to intellectual property and data misuse. AI's growing importance in professional services, coupled with its unpredictable nature, may lead to significant claims. Insurers now find themselves urged to create specific AI-focused policies, similar to the asbestos insurance model, which can help manage these risks effectively. It's clear that a proactive approach to these unforeseen AI-related claims seems to be the only way forward. Our second story takes us back to basics, reaffirming the importance of honesty and clarity. In a recent dispute regarding the location of a registered vehicle, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, ruled in favor of RAA Insurance. The events unfolded after a claimant was denied following an accident in April due to the vehicle being registered in Victoria but falsely claimed to be stored in South Australia. AFCA's ruling validated RAA Insurance's claim denial, citing the policyholder's misrepresentation at policy's inception. Concluding our news wrap, AFCA has once more reinforced its role in ensuring fair insurance practices in a landmark decision in favor of homeowners against insurer Yui. The case revolved around a property damage claim that was initially denied due to alleged pre-existing issues. However, AFCA concluded that an evidence-based approach by the insurer was lacking, ruling the damage was due to a water leak and not earth movement or tree roots, as alluded by Yui. This ruling mandates Yui to process the homeowner's claim and compensate for professional fees, non-financial stress, and temporary accommodations. This landmark case underscores AF's role in ensuring fairness and accuracy in the industry and urges insurers to be thorough and evidence-based in their claim assessment. To stay updated on the latest news and information, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore, lending clarity to the complexities of the financial world. See you next week for another roundup of the latest news impacting the Australian insurance industry. Thank you for joining us.